Who are you? Why do you exist? Are you a human having a spiritual experience or a spirit having a human experience? Are you here by chance or are you here by accident? In this episode, you will learn a little bit more about who you are. If I were to ask you personally, who are you? Perhaps your responses would be your name, your age, your date of birth. You would probably tell me what you like or what you dislike. But beyond this, who are you? You are body, you are mind, you are spirit. Your body are your physical aspects, your nerves, your brain, your five senses, and the sixth sense, your organs and your cells. Your mind is your personality, your conscious thoughts, thinking, your subconscious thoughts, your attitude, your beliefs, your emotions, memory, your will, and choices. You are spirit, your meaning, your purpose, and love. This is how the body, mind, spirit work together. When you create a thought, it is your mind. All of your thoughts are created based on your experiences in life. Your mind decides if it will react or not react to the thought that you create. The decision being made by your mind to react or not react to the thought is your intellect or your intelligence. Depending on the decision of your intelligence, your mind causes your body to perform an action. The action leaves an impression or a sentiment inside of you, which is your mind. This impression influences all of your profound thoughts, which creates your characteristics that form your subconscious mind. Let me explain in another way. There is an invisible communication taking place between your mind and your body. This communication creates a sentiment or impulse in your brain and a biochemical reaction in your body. Your brain translates this impulse and feelings into chemical and electrical impulses that get sent through the body and cause a biochemical reaction. This reaction is the way your body responds to what is going on inside of your head. Let me repeat. This reaction is the way your body responds to what is going on inside of your head. Your soul is the invisible and tangible connection to a bigger collective. The universe, divine force, God, higher power, which connects everyone and everything. Your life is a movie being played on a screen. You are the actor or actress in your own movie. Everything that is taking place in your life is a direct projection of your current body, mind, soul connection. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. Mahatma Gandhi. Who are you?